All right. So welcome, everyone, to the Global Water Healing Meditation. If there's anyone new here today, this is something that we do on the first Friday of every month. And I am just excited to say that today is the start of our eighth year. We have been doing this every Friday. We haven't missed a first Friday of the month now for a full 7 years, and we're going into year eight. So thank you so much to so many of you on this call that come back month after month, year after year. This consistency, I know, is making a big difference. And if you hadn't heard, coming up on June 8th is World Ocean Day. So be sure to put that on your calendar and, you know, do another meditation on that day. And you can always go to the website, globalwaterhealing.org. All 7 years of meditations are on there. So you can scroll through and just pick one at random or find one that was a favorite and do it on that day. Last month, or a few weeks ago actually, I also led a global tree meditation. And I know a few of you were able to participate in that, but I put that recording up on the Global Water Healing website as well, because needed a place to put it. So if you want to do a meditation with the trees, it's actually pretty short, so feel free to go on there. Before I introduce Shelley, today's meditation leader, I would like to just take a minute to do the Loving Minute meditation. We were doing this a while back, and then we just kind of got lost. But this is something that David Spangler started, and the Lorien Association, and they do it every day at noon. But it is literally a minute. So let's just start with that, and then I'll introduce Shelley, and we'll get into our water meditation. So just take a moment to just become inwardly still and quiet. And then look around your room, taking in everything that's in your immediate environment. And go within, into your heart, to a place of love, compassion, and kindness within. And from this place, appreciate and honor all that is around you. Visualize a sphere of lovingness emerging from this inner place and expanding out to touch and bless those things that you can see and touch. So let's take a minute now to love what is in your world. And now ask that this same spirit of love expand to embrace the world itself, that all beings, all life, may experience the love at the heart of creation. Okay, thank you. Well, I am excited to have Shelley Darling here today. I met Shelley here in Sarasota during one of the times she was living here or passing through. Shelley moves around more than anyone I've ever met, and she definitely gets involved in a lot of interesting projects. She's a resonance mentor and a master dowser. She's been dedicated for over 35 years to a path of unconditional love and embodied heart awakening and conscious evolution. And she founded the Golden Light Dowsing Earth Medicine Alchemy, which really speaks to the ancient science and evolution of dowsing, both as an individual and collective transformational journey. And back in 2015, she heard the water calling, and she initiated Loving Waters, a global community of water stewards that come together on the new moon, and they support full moon ceremonies honoring our one source water, as well as providing community water educational materials. So if you'd like to learn about that, her website is lovingwaters.life, L-I-F-E, so lovingwaters.life. So Shelley, welcome, and
Thank you.
Got other things that are happening right now, bring us up to date. What's going on?
Oh, thank you, and it's so nice to hear people's voices and to be here and really to feel the connection of our waters all over the world. And that's really the important thing, is that we're creating this light grid, you know, through our heart. And I'm just going to follow a couple of threads that you shared. So, I mean, just simply about me, I think it's just really important to say that I want gratitude to the ancestors of where I am. I want everyone to know that I literally just arrived at, it's called the Medicine Hoop of Life Ceremony. It's the ceremony's tomorrow. We're preparing today. And that's in Ossipee, New Hampshire, at the Rose and the Swan Healing the Healers Center with Grandmother Sasa. And so I bring that energy into the space. I bring the river that's right, little creek that's right in front of me. And where I'm living, and that, you know, it is a pretty hilarious thing, but I'll explain, which is, I think, really important, because it used to be that, you know, I would, like, berate myself for moving around and being called to go different places. And, but the beauty is that my father was a navigator and my mom and my father, they sold everything to go around the world. To build a boat and just to be on the water, to sail the ocean seas. And that's in my blood, and it's part of my journey. And I think in coming into this experience today, because for me, meditation is an experience, and it's the experiential vibration, that frequency that I've always heard on this call, 8 years. You know, I've been in and out on the call as well. But, you know, honoring that water, how the water wants to speak, and really that... you know, really that's what I'm speaking to today. And you might hear a few people in the background. I'm trying to get away from people. so what I want to say is, and invite everyone to just take a moment from that place of silence, and also want to just honor the trees. So we want to honor the ancestors of the land where we are right now. And the taking a moment to connect with your watershed, connect to the river, the water that's closest to you, and using that as a source of vibration, a source of love, calling in that water spirit. And where I am living is at the Pejebscot River. So that's the actual indigenous name for the Androscoggin River. It's the lower end. It runs from Lake Umbagog down about almost 200 miles out to the ocean. And I'm at the delta where, and the delta is called Quabacook. And it's where the Kennebec River and the Androscoggin's, Pajibskot River flow and push. And the beauty is it pushes what's past what's called Eagle's Point. And it's a place where the eagles fly. And I've been gifted to be in this place. And so as I stand here, I honor the Abenaki people and the Wabanaki, and they're called the people of the first light. It's where the first light in the East Coast happens. And so as we're in this space together today, what's coming to me is just to really feel your waters connected to the ocean, but through the first light. So if you are in Australia, it might be Mount Warner, Mount Wollumbin, and that's the first light there. And we bring that first light into this experience today, and I'm going to open the way, and I really thought it was amazing your words, Mary, because this is a katakia, and I find that it's a gift that I was given in 2014, 15, by a man called Barry Brailsford, and what I learned, it's honoring the way, it opens the way. And so, I'll say it in English after I say it in Maori, and you'll hear, you'll get it, because it is about the light of creation coming into our hearts and minds. So, Namatanamatanga, ki te nako o te atua, kia koha te manamatanga, ki te nako o te tangata, kia koha te manamatanga, ki te ao, ma te manamatanga, ma te aroha, te kaha, te faha, te whakarenui te ao, ti hei mori ora. May the light of creation come into our hearts and minds, that we might walk in the light, that we might walk with compassion in our hearts, and that we might walk with the courage to carry this dream, our collective dream, into tomorrow. And Tihe Moriora is really honoring the breath of life. So when we're connecting with water, we're connecting with the full cycle. And that's the invitation today as we, for me, it was the whales have been really vibrant and strong and directive. And so this experience comes from that place. And that katakia is really honoring the water bearers, which is really each one of us. It's the water bearers were the ones that heard that call and came across the long tides and went to Easter Island and ended up in New Zealand, but they're a confederation, and we hold that memory in our being. And that's the invitation that I'm hearing today, is just to open your being to that ancestral force of love and connection with the celestial creation. So just take a moment and just breathe that in. And whatever is coming to you, as if your feet are on the soil, on very moist soil, or in water that is moving. We want to be sure that we're standing and playing in water that's moving, that's cleansing itself, that's purifying. So as we're connecting with the rivers, or the watershed, allow yourself to expand to that source water, the headwaters. And because we're multidimensional, we can also feel this movement, the cellular structure of water itself. And what I feel like is that as part of this whale song, because the whales in their migration are, yes, we, you know, I'm sure everyone here understands that they're singing the codes, they're singing the ley lines. So as, in, you know, we know in Australia, the Aboriginals, they walk the song lines, right? Well, the whales are singing the song lines through the water. And that's the movement of the toroidal field. So if you can imagine the energy moving up and through the North Pole and through Antarctica, and allowing ourselves to just expand into that song. And so the invitation is just to open your breath. And allow that infinite pool of wisdom, memory, consciousness in this moment to just wherever it wants to move to, however it wants to expand. And so today it feels like it's really important as we express our love and connect with our heart. So let's connect with the heartbeat of this circle. And be willing to take a pause to be in that liminal space. It feels like that's the message today, is allowing ourselves to return in self-sovereignty to the waters of who we be. And for a moment, allowing ourselves as a collective to feel this sense of freedom, to tune into that experience where you felt free. What is that reference point within your consciousness? And then allow that whale's eye to commune with your consciousness. Because as we're doing this, and as we begin to expand into these song lines of the water, the melodies of the whale, the joy of the dolphin, the incredible dynamic movement when fish move in pods and move in groups. There is no leader. Each one is sovereign unto themselves, yet they are attracted in this resonant frequency, in this evolution, tuning into the calling of our heart and of their nature. Nothing is separate. And so before we take our energy and go out, we get to just really revel and bathe, because our tendency as human beings is to give away our energy before we're actually filled ourselves and before our cells are in their highest and best optimal vitality. So just taking a moment and being with this coalescing frequency. Letting our mind travel, feeling the spaces between the water patterns. Allow yourself to now, as Mary was saying, you know, when you were looking outside the space where you were, now allowing ourselves to swim and to notice the water patterns. Learning to track that energy is our home frequency. that light of creation, that heart of creation, we're just breathing with it. There is nothing to do. And so just take a moment and be with that in your own body. How much do we like to activate and get engaged? It's beautiful. But to find that balance, to be able to move with the intelligence of nature's design, that's the gift. And now just with that internal smile, that internal gratitude, send your blessing through the waters of time immemorial. Send it down that river or ocean or pond, knowing its connection is to all relations, all beings, just as a tree is a transmitter through its roots to its forest family. We too are sending this frequency out to the greater whole. And in this moment, we don't have to focus on one particular place. Just allow ourselves to really feel this relationship with the evolution of consciousness. And I'd like to invite a little movement, allowing your hips, you know, noticing if you're breathing or your breath is tight, opening your breath, and create a wave in your body. So feel that water begin to move. And notice how it interacts with that inflow and outflow of breath. We are the water. I am the water. Resonant, sentient. And then bringing your attention to any place that feels conflicted or contracted, or maybe there's just this little bit of angst in some cell in your body. Set it free with your breath. Set it free with that motion. And as we begin to do this, we are expressing for the whole of creation. It's not just our angst. It's just not our fear. So we have this opportunity today to begin to allow this movement to influence, just as we are informed by the field itself, the water particles. We get to, through our breath, express and send out. And so as you begin to feel this, you can feel that this energy. When I was sitting here and Mary invited me, I noticed there was a drop of water. It's so hot here right today. And there was a drop of water on this on the grass. Not having evaporated yet. So allowing now, as you can feel this joy beginning to bubble, allowing the movement of your body, the movement of your breath, the expression of your love now begin to flow into the waters. And as if we are migrating and swimming with the whales, because we're connecting with that light grid. And we're unshackling ourselves from past conditioning. The water, give it to the water. give it to the source of life itself. It knows what to do with it. And now, as a collective intention, let's bring in this source code of peace. And send it throughout the grid, expanding out and feel us all coming together. You know when they do acrobatics in the water and they come together and their hands come together? Just see us as this incredible flower of life. Our hands are connecting. The energy between us is flowing. That golden light energy. And we can call in the golden dolphin. And we can call in the golden dragon and the Susu dolphin that moves, that seems to be blind, but moves completely with clarity with its sonar. We are that. And now begin to feel and connect with those around you that, you know, are troubled, are in angst, are in fear, are reactive. And we get to be the first responders as water beings, light beings. And we feel this blue diamond bridge and allow yourself to now listen to, feel what frequency, what colors. Let's bring in all the energy, the sound. What color frequencies are you dropping? You know, when we drop colors into water and it just takes it and it moves in these beautiful waves and it becomes one with the water. What is that frequency that your particular vibration is calling for? The frequency of that beautiful green, the heart. Healing, vitality, aliveness. The sapphire blue frequency for protection, power. We're all drinking the same water. And maybe just for a moment, we can see all these different continents that don't have clean water. See the water getting to their living system. See them no longer having to carry these huge gallons upon their heads and receiving this time pure water. Water that's going to make them strong. And the violet flame for transmutation of humanity on the planet. Let's take down the dams. See the dams in your river cracking open. And that also goes in your own living system. In your liver, in your spleen, water is moving, in your blood. Never forget who we are. We're helping each other to remember through this call. We are strengthening and cleansing the divine heart of creation with our love. We are realigning, recalibrating to the field itself because it's the mentor. Even the whales abide by this intelligence of nature's design. Let's be that. Let's be that precise in our living. Let's carry it to our own watershed. So just beginning to come back from that very expansive around the planet water, coming back to our watershed. And just bathing and putting our feet in our own little creek or watershed, just loving it up. See yourself connecting with others who have no idea who's below them on their river. And see this pure water flowing from person to person and the land getting to be refreshed and replenished. And now coming back to this beautiful collective here on the Global Water Healing Call and bringing your gratitude and this time to yourself for showing up, because that's the reciprocity of nature. She wants to let us know through synchronicities, through synergies, through the birds, through all the relations, how much she appreciates what each one of us has come to bear, to bring forth. And I'm going to just end with a very beautiful chant for birthing for the earth. And I think I'm just going to focus on one segment of it. And it the English is the immense waters, the patient waters, the cherishing waters. Kona wai nui, kona wai roha, kona wai ahuru huru hu. Kona wai nui, kona wai roha, kona wai ahuru huru hu. Kona wai nui, kona wai roha, kona wai ahuru huru hu. Now connecting with the heart. Ko te manawa nui, ko te manawa roha, ha ko te manawa aroha. Ko te manawa nui, ko te manawa roha, ha ko te manawa aroha. One more time. Feel yourself being soothed. Open your heart. Ko te manawa nui, ko te manawa roha, ko te manawa aroha. And the translation is the immense heart, the patient heart, the divine heart of unconditional love. The violet flame that transmutes and protects the cherishing waters, our womb waters. Let them be cleansed and strengthened through this divine heart. Just allow yourself a little space to come back. Deep gratitude and honor to be here with you. I feel so privileged. And I'll pass this beautiful talking water stick back to Mary.
Shelley, thank you so much. That was absolutely gorgeous. Thank you. That was such a beautiful journey you took us on. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you. Oh, well, if there's anybody in their body that would like to share something or ask Shelley a question, feel free to *6, unmute yourself. I think it's going to take a few minutes for people to get
it. I want to just let you know, while people are coming back, that I sent you what's called the Tree of Light Meditation, and what's really powerful about this, we've been asked through this woman, Malini, she's the most incredible, she does the Divine Heart Meditation, and I've been working with her for a year. We started the origin stories of the rivers and lakes around the world, which I can let you know about later. But this Tree of Light Meditation, she ended up getting, after 19 months not getting COVID, she went back home and got COVID like the day after she got home in Delhi. And she was really, really sick. But what happened was she got this download, and it was about inviting all of us from the eclipse and the full moon till June 11th to do the specific Tree of Light meditation. And it's about the water and having a pitcher of water and doing this really simple thing and really envisioning ourselves connected all over the world, because there's many, many people that are doing this. So I send it to you, and it's up to you. You can send it out to people. But I just want to let you know about it because you started this call about the tree.
Great. So did you email it to me?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And anybody that wants that, just shoot me an email, and I will send it out to you, because not everybody's on the monthly reminder list. So fantastic. Thank you, Shelley. My tree sisters group here just got the domain, and they're going to set up a website called Global Tree Lovers. So
there's some of my favorite people on the planet. I know them. They're amazing. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be joining more in, for sure.
Great. Okay. So is there anybody who would like to share something or ask a question? *6. Okay.
This is Mary Sue. And as you were reading the meditation, I just went back to this dream that I had actually it was quite a long time ago. And in the dream, I mean, it was just right out of the blue, I was looking into the eye of this whale. And I think that was the most powerful dream of my life. And, you know, it was really funny after that. You know, I actually sort of became obsessed with moving to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, which was great. I actually did move. And I sort of moved to heaven and earth to get over there, actually, with my dog. And anyway, that was just a wonderful time in my life. And I just swam all the time in every body of water that I could find, which was all over the place. And anyway, so that dream came back to me while you were doing the meditation. So that was real special.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's great. Is there anybody else that would like to share something?
Oh, this is Dana, and I just wanted to say thank you to Shelley, because I'm sort of somebody who jumps around with all different kinds of these modalities, and you put puzzle pieces together for me today, so I'm so grateful. Thank you.
That's great.
Hello. I have a question really quick.
Okay.
So the question that I have is, while we were, you know, listening to the meditation, I kind of had this thought about, in addition to kind of holding these images of the things you were talking about, I felt a big kind of urge, I guess, to offer, to send some sort of protective type of energy. Mm-hmm. To, you know, whales and other sea creatures mm-hmm. and other animals in the water. And I'm wondering what thoughts you have on some ideas of ways to send protection to them.
Are you asking Mary or me?
Why don't you answer Shelley, and then I'll answer
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear what
I guess I'd like both your opinions.
Sure.
That's a really beautiful question. And in fact, it was really funny to me that I brought up that royal blue or sapphire blue frequency, because as a dowser, I use that for protection and to create a bubble around a house. Let's just say, or a person can do it around their own body. And so isn't it interesting what's coming to me? I thought it's fascinating that came up in this meditation. And also that, you know, look, the water, we see the water as blue, right, for the most part, unless you're at the Yuba River and it's just emerald green and I'm sure other places. But, you know, I think what, for me, this type of meditation opens up is to actually ask that to your wise self. What is it that you feel you can do? What and this is the beauty of the water, because I was thinking as you were talking, for some reason I was getting this image of the brain and the two hemispheres of the brain and the water, that in order for the brain to function, all of its multi-dimensionality, it's because of the water that's moving, right? And so for me, you know, of course I could say, yeah, you can use blue bubbles and blue frequencies, but I would also, you know, speak to the whale, speak to the deva of the water, you know, what is it? And it might not be the same thing every time. So that's what's coming to me is, for me, these journeys have much more to do with, like, you know, turn inward. And then allow spirit to come to you. It might be all of a sudden a book drops out of a shelf or on color frequencies or, you know, I don't know. That's what I would give you. And I feel like the whales are smiling, like that you would actually have that thought, you know, is a wave of just so much love. And I pass it over to you, Mary.
Yeah. No, well, I would agree with everything Shelley said. But I would just add also that, you know, in my conversations with whales, they have often said that, you know, they don't really need so much help or management from us, you know, that they've been doing fine for a long time. But, of course, we know that humanity is throwing lots of things sort of in their way that are creating issues. And so really just what I do is I just send the whales and the dolphins love. high vibration love for them to do whatever they need with that, you know. I kind of leave it up to them, but at times I will also do, like Shelley mentioned, a blue bubble of protection, you know. That's something I work with a lot as well for myself and other beings. But I think really it's all about the love. The more love we can send them, the more energy and power they have to do what they need to do.
Okay. Well, thank you both for your responses. And
sure.
Yeah, when I think of the blue, too, the blue bubble, it makes me think of some of the meditations that I do. And it always makes me think, you know, some people probably won't be interested in this, you know, because it's about Archangel Michael. But, you know, that kind of has an image of blue, and he offers protection, too.
And protection,
so.
For sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ask him to keep an eye on the whales.
Mary, okay. I'm just reminded of something. So one thing I didn't say, and I would like to really invite everyone to check out The Rose and the Swan, inviting you to just at least, because Grandmother Sasa is the water keeper of the Eastern Gate. That's why she's here. And I didn't say that. And her teachings are completely tied, as all the grandmothers, actually. But I guess mainly because there's this portal of energy that's happening here today and tomorrow. And that what I'm hearing is, like, it can be used, you know, by just going to check out the website and just taking a look at that pavilion, because the pavilion, we just put down the Tree of Life in the pavilion. And this is, and that energy is about the collective humanity, you know. So I just want to say that because she is the water keeper of what,
yeah,
what she says,
what,
of the Eastern Gate. Yeah.
What is that website, Shelley?
Oh, okay. It's the Rose and the Swan.
.org,
I think. Rose and the Swan. Yeah, and you can also look up Grandmother Sasa. So it's Grandmother S-A-S-A.
S-A-S-A.
And it's in Ossipee, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Any of those will get you there. And then you can tap into, we can tap in and expand that into the water.
Yeah, that's great. And what time is that ceremony tomorrow, in case people have time to?
I think tomorrow, it's definitely on the website.
Okay.
Hold on.
We can check it out.
Yeah, I think it starts at 10. I want to say 10.
Okay.
Tomorrow, but I might be wrong.
Well, we can check that out and add some of our energy to it as well.
That would be incredible, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us know. Okay. Well, anybody else before we close?
Yeah, I just had a question. You talked about, this is Linda in Pennsylvania, you talked about blind dolphins. You said something like Susu, what's the name of them?
Yeah, it's called the Susu dolphin. I believe it's S-U-S-U.
Okay.
I'm completely wrong in this moment. I haven't totally come back. But it's a blind dolphin, and it lives in the rivers.
The rivers.
And I believe I'm thinking it's India, but I might be. But I need to go check it out, too.
Yeah.
It's a breed of dolphin, a species of dolphin that are blind.
It's a species, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like you've got some monkeys in the background. Or
yeah,
just so that you know, the Medicine Hoop of Life ceremony is from 10 to 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. Fantastic.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Hey,
so
Shelley,
much.
Just quickly, I know it's time for us to ring off. This is Muriel from Tybee Island, and as soon as you started the meditation, I was so completely gone, and I came back to your singing at the end, and the top of my head was just flooded with energy. And the reason I wanted to share it is because a week ago, I live by the river here, and I swim every day, and I was swimming and doing the thing I do, which is connecting with the water and just doing my intuitive whatever's called to me from the water to work with it. And I came in the house, and the same sensation I felt at the end of your meditation happened, which was this flooding of energy in the top of my head. And then I checked, I saw I had a text from my nephew's wife, and she had let me know that my nephew, while I was out swimming in the water, had his heart stopped. And he was in the hospital when this happened, and they worked on him for 10 minutes with chest compressions, and they brought him back. And he had a near-death experience, and he's a completely different person now. I've never seen such a transformation, but I so understood, because I was in the water when that was happening, and I somehow linked to those energies that, you know, when you do cross over like that, the portal opens and you participate in those incredible energies. And I think being in the water allowed me to somehow participate in that. And when you did the meditation today, I think it took me back there, or maybe those energies are still here, and it just kind of opened it up again. I don't understand this, but that was my association when I came out of your meditation. Felt those exact same energies in my crown chakra. I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to your meditation, because I missed all of it. I wasn't here at all.
You didn't miss anything. That's what I feel like.
It'll be up on the website in a couple days, Muriel. Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Thank you so much for sharing. You know, I feel like that is like how this whole thing opened was by connecting with that toroidal field. Because the toroidal field is the evolutionary impulse happening in the moment, right? And it is bringing in and bringing out all those frequencies that when we tap in, and I think the water is the conduit, you know. And it's so interesting. And I'm going to listen to what that experience is, and just because I think that you're sharing it is a gift for all of us, because it's helping to open up our crown in a way that allows us to move multidimensionally, but in a way that maybe we haven't totally considered yet. And the fact that your nephew was having that experience and completely changed, I think there is a link, and I just think it's a really important piece to just allow ourselves to explore, you know, what is this message of water that you just shared. So thank you for sharing that. That was amazing.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And it seems to me that so much is possible now in such a bigger way than, I mean, we've all been on this path of opening and expanding and all of the above, and working with the waters and the love of the creatures and the trees and the birds and all of it. You know, we've been on this journey for a long time, but if things right now, I think, are being so expedited. That's my sense.
Yes.
So that everything we do now is like times 10.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate the conduit that your meditation was, and I look forward to being able to hear it.
I think we all can leave with that word, expedite, because that is exactly what's happening. And that's one of the things that I, you know, can't talk now about, but, you know, it's really what the dowsing is all about. It's creating a quickening in the field for people to access this, what you're describing. And that is, it's so powerful and it's so needed. So thank you. And just P.S., it's theroseandtheswan.com.
theroseandtheswan.com. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, just one last little piece. I went into an art gallery a week ago, and I my breath was taken away with this painting of a swan with its wings up and it's rising up out of the water, and it was just a breathtaking image, and I immediately knew this was for my nephew because this was him pulling himself up. And
oh my gosh.
And so when you said, you know, here we go, synchronicity, the swan and the rose, and I just sent that picture to him and he just got it, and it's him rising up out of, you know, just a journey that's been so, the journey he's been on for 2 years has been so harsh. And yet I've known it was his soul's design. But then when he died and came back, I was aware, oh, I get it. You had to die to live. I get it. But the swan was the image that, not the phoenix rising out of the ashes, the swan pulling itself up with such majesty out of the water. So
can you do me a favor? Can you text message that picture to Mary, and then she, because I don't want to get into exchange of phone
absolutely
numbers,
but, absolutely,
and then
I'll
Mary,
do
would
that.
You send that over, because I think it's also a message. I actually want to cry right in this moment. I can feel it in my throat and my eyes. Like, I think it's a message for the people here.
Oh, okay,
and,
I will
and
do
because
that.
Because I can't, and more later we'll get together, and, you know, thank you so much. That was what I need to carry back into the fire, so thank you.
Love it.
All right, awesome.
Well, that's great.
Blessings.
Blessings.
All right, well, thank you again, Shelley. It was fabulous. Mm-hmm. And next month, we're going to have Shoshana Avri, shaman, will be back. I think she was with us 2 years ago. So I'm going to unmute the lines so we can have our chaotic goodbye. And I will see all of you on this call next month, July, I think it's 2nd. Okay, hold on.
Bye, everyone.
Okay, love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.